Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we hear about the benefits of soil testing. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
If you're taking paracetamol to treat chikungunya fever and the symptoms worsen, seek medical attention. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Did you know that soil is the basis for food, feed, fuel, and fiber production? Soils play a key role in the supply of clean water and resilience to floods and droughts. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the maintenance or enhancement of global soil resources is essential if humanity's need for food, water, and energy security is to be met. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is on a drive to intensify its soil health program in order to evaluate the status of soil degradation and to change the trends of unsustainable farming practice. Under the program, the division assesses the overall health of the soil by doing a chemical, physical, and biological analysis.
We come out to your farm and we take a sample. And a sample is usually taken from that area within which the root penetrates into the soil. So between 0 to 12 inches down, we take a sample from that area. That's to call it the growth area, the root area. And we take that to the lab, and we dry the soil first of all, make it to a consistency where it can be run through the equipment, and then we do chemical and physical analysis on the soil. And from that, we're able to tell you what the soil pH is, what are the nutrients that are in the soil, and then we can make recommendations as to what you need to add to the soil to improve the nutrient balance in the soil.
Acting Director of the Land Management Division in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Joan Brown Morrison. In Jamaica, less than 1% of registered farmers has their soil tested before planting.
There are various reasons. Some of it is that the lack of knowledge as to why they need to test the soil. Others is tradition, where they know that from they have been growing up and seeing their father and their grandfather growing a certain crop and doing certain agricultural practices that they just continue. And others is just lack of information or the reluctance to use technology.
There is a cost involved, but soil testing is required once every 3 years.
For one sample, it costs about $1,500 to do basic analysis, N, P, K, and pH. And if you require additional micronutrient analysis, then it will incur additional costs.
Acting Director of the Land Management Division in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Joan Brown Morrison. Soil tests may be done at the Agricultural Land Management Division's Soil Lab at 191 Hope Road in Kingston or at the RADA Building in Catherine Hall, Montego Bay. And now for our proverb of the day. Before good food spoil, make belly boss. Translation: before allowing food to spoil, allow the belly to burst. And this means one should make every good use of life's opportunities. Also, never waste or discard today that which you or someone else may be able to use tomorrow. St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union offers agricultural loans for the production of onion, ginger, hot pepper, and callaloo in eastern Jamaica. Call them at 982-1460 or visit 26 Queen Street in the center of Morant Bay. Take advantage of this opportunity to achieve your financial success. Remember, at St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union Limited, you are family. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or check out our Facebook page. With Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.